Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Justin Pieper. Welcome, Justin.
Hey, thanks, Father. Thanks
Great
for
to
me.
Have you. Yeah. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we rejoice in the gift of this day and all the many opportunities to serve you and to serve our brothers and sisters. Open our hearts to generously pour out ourselves in service to others. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Justin, you're a fellow at the OSU Medical Center.
Yeah, cardiology fellow.
Excellent.
Yep. Yeah.
So you work in the Ross?
Yeah, mostly. Okay. Sometimes you go to like East Hospital, or you're on consults and you work in the main hospital, or go to the Brain and Spine, or go to the James sometimes, but most of our time is spent in the Ross. So,
excellent. Yeah. Well, you know, as we start out these series of conversations, we like to hear kind of your story of how you came to know the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, in some people's story, they've always been Catholic, but maybe mm-hmm. they've had a profound conversion or some conversion point to live it more faithfully. Some people have strayed away. Some people never were Catholic or in a Catholic environment. So share with us your story.
I mean, I guess compared to, you know, someone like St. Augustine or something, my story is pretty vanilla. I was born and raised in St. Louis, outside of St. Louis, Missouri, to a pretty Catholic family. My family's been devout pretty much their whole lives. Was sort of raised in that culture, and I was very blessed to have the opportunity to go to a school with a school that was in St. Louis. There's like tons of private Catholic high schools. That's kind of like the thing to ask in St. Louis. It's like, oh, where did you go to high school? It's like kind of like helps people know more about like who you are and stuff. It's like the thing, the St. Louis question. And I think while that's really great, sometimes that tends to water down is the wrong word. People don't necessarily in a city where there's far fewer choices for Catholic education, you tend to be more intentional about your choice because you don't have as many choices. And so in St. Louis, there's a lot of good Catholic schools, but their Catholic identity may not necessarily be the strongest part of the experience there. But I was very lucky to go to a school that was very intent on establishing and maintaining that identity. And a lot of my friends and families who were in that school sort of thought the same way. So we didn't have like the greatest, like, you know, AP classes and stuff, but you know, we also didn't have any, we didn't have a lot of the other problems that a lot of other like public high schools and even some of the larger Catholic high schools had. So I was very like lucky to be kept from that, because I tend to have a bit of a contrarian spirit. So I probably would have done something really stupid. Not to say I haven't done anything stupid in my life, but after that, with that such a strong foundation going to college, I went to Washington University in St. Louis, which is known for being pretty progressive. Even in the Catholic community there, you know, just not really necessarily buying into the teachings of the faith. And I was lucky to find a couple of friends who were, you know, sort of also devoutly Catholic and who were serious about their faith, rather than just kind of going to mass and, you know, doing liturgical dance, stuff like that. I think during college, and this is probably a relatively common story, is during college you have I didn't have like a huge falling out. There was never a point in my life where I like didn't go to mass anymore because I didn't care about the faith or anything. I always knew that it was like important to go, but I definitely lost a lot of that, lost a lot of fervor. And also, you know, when you're at an institution, when you're at like an institution of higher academics, you kind of get in your own head, you know, you think you're like, oh, hey, I must be pretty smart. Let me rethink these things that people far smarter than me have already figured out and come to my own conclusions about what they should be. So you fall into that trap a little bit. And I kind of dabbled a little bit in that kind of stuff. Like, oh, well, you know, is the church's teaching on sexuality, is that really, could that really be right? You know, the church says that there's no salvation outside of the church. Is that really true? How can like a mortal sin actually disconnect you from God? How could anyone actually really go to hell? You know, how could I be the only one who has the truth and these other people who seem to be nice, you know, quote nice, how could they not also have the truth? How could I know that this is correct, this isn't correct? So, and then I met a priest who sort of challenged me a little bit struggling with certain things in my spiritual life, certain things in my moral life, and through going to spiritual direction with him and confession regularly, he kind of, without directly doing it, he kind of challenged me to be like, you know what you're saying is BS, right? You know, like, you know that you don't actually believe that you know better than Thomas Aquinas, right? You know that you don't actually believe that, like, you are more intelligent or are more insightful or have some sort of new revelation that someone else hasn't figured out. So why don't you, like, maybe explore that a little bit and maybe sort of splash some cold water in your own face and realize that, you know, you actually do believe what the church teaches about these things, and your life should reflect that. Because if you don't, you're probably going to end up miserable like many of your friends in college. So that was sort of a partial reversion for me, and really sort of helped me live my faith more intently. And then through, you know, graduating from college and going to medical school, again, you know, coming when you come from a background where the Catholic culture is so strong at your school and with your friends, and you go to a very secular university for undergrad, and then medical school everywhere is, there's, you know, there's no like private Catholic medical school. Mm-hmm. There might be, I don't know, but I don't know of one. You sort of, it's sort of a similar situation where you're mixed with a lot of secularism, and you're met with a lot of sort of relativism, agnosticism, atheism, various permutations of those things. It really kind of forces you to be a little bit more convicted if you're going to engage in discussion with people about your faith, and especially if you're going to engage in discussion about certain aspects of morality when it comes to the medical world, whether it's, you know, the most common things are, you know, at least in medicine, are things like embryonic stem cell research, abortion, contraception, stuff like that. So you really kind of have to not necessarily double down, but explore why you believe those things and understand why. So that was a bit of a journey and a bit of a challenge in medical school as well. And that continues into that sort of continued for me into internship and residency. And I think even more recently, just moving to Columbus and being sort of by yourself and not having a community and a sort of, and then during COVID where you can't like meet anybody, you can't go out and see people. It forces you to, again, be more intentional. and developing sort of your own relationship with Jesus and spending time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And that's been a huge part of my life, especially within the last just, you know, 3 or 4 months since moving here and sort of getting back in the swing of things. So, yeah, that's sort of been a little bit of my relatively unexciting journey.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Justin, for sharing that with us. Where did you do medical school at?
I went to a medical college in Albany. Albany Medical College in upstate New York.
Yep. So you've been all over the place because you did your residency in Michigan.
Yeah, I did my residency at University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, much to the chagrin of many people here in Columbus who take it very seriously.
But then you came to where you are supposed to be.
Yes.
So.
Yes, essentially. I was matched. I was put here. I don't know if the way that the medical match system works is like basically you rank people and they rank you and a computer program just tells you where you're going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we kind of wrap up, Justin, thank you again for this. And let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for your guidance of each of our lives and for your guidance of Justin's life. Help us to be docile to your will and to your direction this day. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Justin Pieper. He's
Cardiology fellow.
Cardiology
yeah.
fellow.
It gets confusing. There's too many different stages
there
of training.
There are too many. It's almost like seminary. But until next time, peace and all good.